11:52, 2WG, it's Potsy and Layton for this Wednesday morning. Tomorrow night, something very important is being held at the Wagga Wagga High School at the Curry Hall. It's the Wagga Wagga Community Forum, Understanding ICE. And to tell us a little bit more, joining us in the studio this morning from the Murrumbidgee Primary Health Network, Anita McRae joins us.
How are you?
I'm really well. Thanks for having me.
No, thank you for coming in and thank you for telling us about the Community Forum. Tell us about exactly what's going to happen tomorrow night at the Curry Hall at Wagga High.
Yeah, so we're going to have a number of speakers, someone who is an expert on addictions, so really having a look at and how this affects a person. Sometimes there's a lack of understanding when someone's got an addiction. They know it's not, you know, doing them any good. Why haven't they given it up? There's a whole psychology behind it. We're also going to have emergency services. We know that police, paramedics are at the forefront with people experiencing addictions. Also, the manager of the emergency department here in Wagga, someone with a lived experience. So they've had an addiction to ICE and they've come out the other side.
Yep.
So many speakers talking about ICE, the realities of it, the impact. We know it's not the most widely used drug. However, the impacts and the devastation are huge on families, communities, you name it.
How bad is the use of ICE in Wagga?
It's really bad. So, but it's across communities, absolutely. It doesn't discriminate against city, country. So Wagga is definitely impacted, and you'll hear about that tomorrow night.
With the highway here, we are seeing that the highway is becoming a thoroughfare for ICE coming into Sydney, going out of Sydney interstate. Is that one of the reasons why Wagga is being targeted?
I think that for any drugs that have been around, Wagga's always been in the middle there on the highway, as have a lot of littler towns. So, you know, Narrandera going to Adelaide and things. So it's just that it's so evident, the impact of ICE.
The forum tomorrow night at the Wagga High School, is that for people, just general members of the public, or is it for people who may fear that a sibling or a son or daughter is being affected by ICE?
It's for absolutely everyone. It's for people to find out the services that are around that can support either themselves if they have the addiction, someone they know, or just we know that it's around, and even if we're not personally impacted, just to get information about it. It's throughout all the media. It doesn't look like it's going away anytime soon. So just so that everyone is armed with information about the facts regarding ICE and also around the services that are available.
Is it only for people 18 and older?
Look, it's up to the discretion of people, of parents, really. I took all of my children to the Gundagai Forum, 10 through to 14, and I am of the understanding that it's impacting on everyone and that it's a parent's choice around that.
And how did your kids cope with the Gundagai one? Did they understand
Loved
what
it.
Was going on?
Yeah, look, they absolutely did. And I think that everyone takes on what they can take on depending on their age. So fantastic conversations all the way home.
And I think it's important maybe to hear that message from someone who's not the parent.
Who's not mum or dad. Yeah.
It's coming from another source.
Absolutely. Mum and dad yabber on about things. And so it was really factual, as tomorrow night will be. It's a wonderful opportunity for everyone to be armed with more information, to feel that they are better placed to start a conversation with someone. So it's open to absolutely everyone.
All right, so it's a free community forum, Understanding ICE and Its Impact. It's tomorrow night, that's Thursday, July 16, from 6:30 in the Curry Hall at the Wagga Wagga High School. Now, Anita, if people want to find out a little bit more, is there anywhere they can go or a phone number they can contact?
Sure. So if it's in regards to tomorrow night's forum, if they call 69233108, and otherwise all the information around services and things will be available on the night.
All right, so that's 69233108. If you'd like to find out a little bit more about the topics that will be discussed tomorrow night at the Wagga Wagga Community Forum, Understanding ICE. Anita, thank you so much for coming in this morning, and good luck with the forum tomorrow night. I hope we'll get a large roll-up and people will find out as much information as they can be possibly given tomorrow night at the forum. Thanks for coming in.
Pleasure. Thanks, guys.